Immaculate Mary, your praises we sing. You reign now in splendor with Jesus our King. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. Ave, Ave Maria. Predestined for Christ by eternal decree, God willed you both virgin and mother to be. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. Ave, Ave Maria. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. Ave, Ave Maria. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. Ave, Ave Maria. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. And with your spirit. My brothers and sisters, I welcome each and every single one of you to the celebration of the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass as we celebrate the solemnity of the Annunciation. Especially those welcome to all those who are attending Mass via live stream through Facebook on our website. Welcome to each and every single one of you. As we continue the celebration, let us first acknowledge our sins. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask the Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us of our sins, and bring us everlasting life. Amen.
Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Christe eleison.
Christe eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who willed that your word should take on the reality of human flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary, grant, we pray, that we who confess our Redeemer to be God and man may merit to become partakers even in his divine nature, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, "Ask for the sign from the Lord your God. Let it be deep as the netherworld, or as high as the sky." But Ahaz answered, "I will not ask. I will not tempt the Lord." Then Isaiah said, "Listen, O house of David. It is not enough for you to weary people. Must you also weary my God? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you the sign. The virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Here I am, Lord, I will come to do your will.
Here I am, Lord, I will come to do your will.
Sacrifice or oblation you wish not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Holocausts and sin offerings you sought not. Then said I, "Behold, I come."
Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will.
In the written scrolls, it is prescribed for me. To do your will, O my God, is my delight, and your law is within my heart.
Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will.
I announce your justice in the vast assembly. I did not restrain my lips, as you, O Lord, know.
Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will.
Your justice I kept not hid within my heart. Your faithfulness and your salvation I have spoken of. I have made no secret of your kindness and your truth in the vast assembly.
Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will.
A reading from the letters to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats take away sins. For this reason, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifice and offering you do not desire, but a body you prepare for me. In holocaust and sins offering you took no delight." Then I said, "As is written of me in the scrolls, behold, I come to do your will, O God." First he says, "Sacrifice and offerings, holocaust and sin offerings, you neither desire nor delight in. These are offered according to the law." Then he says, "Behold, I come to do your will." He takes away the first to establish the second. By this will, we have been consecrated through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
your blessing, Father.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory.
The word of the Lord became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we saw his glory.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with man?" The angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born we would call holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, who had also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month of her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. My brothers and sisters, today we celebrate the divine message of Annunciation to Mary and the divine beginning of her pregnancy, dated exactly 9 months before December 25th, and the birthday of her son, Jesus Christ. As a community of faith, we gladly celebrate with Mary the conception of her son, the long-awaited Messiah for an angel named Gabriel, whose name means God is powerful, who brought her the message that would seal a new covenant between God and mankind, uniting the divine and human in the person of Jesus Christ. It is interesting to note that Gabriel's message can be quite puzzling in many ways, since Mary was living chastely and wonders how she can conceive a child without human intercourse. How could this promised event take place, she wondered. For indeed, she wanted to love God above all things and had up to that point been a dedicated virgin. And yet, how is she meant to become a mother, she wondered. The angel's promise helps Mary to understand the power of the Most High will overshadow you. which means the all-powerful God will make her the mother of the Messiah, miraculously. And here we have a beautiful quotation by St. Leo the Great, who wrote some beautiful lines about the incarnation that took place. The Son of God enters this lowly world. He comes down from the throne of heaven, yet does not separate himself from the Father's glory. He is born into a new state by a new birth. He was born in a new condition, for invisible in his own nature, he became visible in ours. Beyond our grasp, he chose to come within our grasp. Existing before time, he began to exist at a moment in time. Lord of the universe, he hid his infinite glory and took the nature of a servant. Incapable of sufferings as God, he did not refuse to be human, capable of suffering. Immortal, he chose to be subject to the laws of death. Therefore, today, my brothers and sisters, we celebrate not only Mary's belief and obedience, but the shining grace of God that has made her spiritual mother to us all. For this feast is a rich and spiritual promise. The word of God came to a special person in a definite place, to a woman who lived in Nazareth in Galilee, which are real cities. And it was Mary whom God chose to carry the destiny of all of humanity. It was to her that God's Son was entrusted for all of us. And it was her yes, or rather her fiat, which means yes to God, that changed the world. For the coming of our Savior depended on the consent of this particular woman. For the story, as we know, ends by declaring that nothing is impossible with God. For the coming of our Savior depended on this consent of this woman in this particular place and time, and also on the consent of Saint Joseph to take her as his wife. Therefore, Mary's yes, her fiat to the message, led to us all receiving the grace of salvation. In a certain sense, during the Annunciation, Mary represented all of us, every single one of us. For we all needed her to say yes to God in our name. And Mary said, "Let what you have said be done unto me." As we live in our day and in age in this moment of salvation history, may we unite our daily yeses to God with our mother's yes. For because of her response to God, she becomes a blessing for all of the human race. And perhaps our response to God can also be a faithful yes, a faithful fiat to God's word. For indeed, we too will be channels of blessings for others. May we unite our fiat, your yes, with Mary's, and God will work miracles in your life. Brothers and sisters, during Lent, it is customary to recite the Apostles' Creed as a baptismal symbol of the Roman Church and to be in solidarity with those who will be received into the Church during the sacred Triduum. Because today is the solemnity of the Annunciation, we will kneel at the words, "Who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary," of the Apostles' Creed. I invite you now to please stand. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. Let us kneel. Who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. Let us stand. Suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Through the faithful obedience of the Holy Virgin Mary, God takes flesh among us. The mystery of the Incarnation calls us to pray through the incarnate Son of our loving Father.
For the Church, as she, like the Virgin Mary, seeks to say yes to all that God asks, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the people of goodwill may learn that Christ has united himself to every person in taking our human nature, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the health and well-being of all healthcare workers, scientists, and researchers, as they work tirelessly to battle against the coronavirus, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That mothers carrying children in the womb will welcome the new life as Mary welcomed her son. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase of vocations to married life, priesthood, and religious life, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our parish community and all our parishioners, that this time of grace may renew in us a spirit of communion with one another and with Jesus. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our beloved dead, especially for the repose of the souls of Jean Burbach, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Father of the incarnate word, we bring our intentions before you, the fabric of our daily lives, made holy by your Son, our brother in flesh, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Brothers and sisters, as you all know, we are providing a way for you to virtually offer your offertories. So as a reminder, please provide your offertories in four different ways. You can go to our website and click donate. You can also text to offer or text to donate. And you can physically drop off your envelopes, as well as you can drop off your envelopes near. Well, actually, I don't think you can because you cannot travel, unfortunately. So please move towards the offertory online. And so we just encourage you to move to offertories online. Thank you for your generosity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received this bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, who will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received this wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands, who will become for us our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. Salve Regina, Mater de Misericordiae, Vita Dulcedo, et Spes Nostra Salve. A te clamamus, exules filii Eve, a te suspiramus, Gementes et flenses in hac lacrimarum vale. Ea ergo advocata nostra illos tuos misericordes oculos ad nos converte. Et Iesum benedictum. Okay. Excuse me. A little too much incense. Nobis post hoc exilium ostende, O clemens, O pia, O dulcis Virgo Maria. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the
praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
Be pleased, Almighty God, to accept your church's offering, so that she who is aware that her beginnings lie in the incarnation of your only begotten Son may rejoice to celebrate his mysteries on this solemnity, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For the Virgin Mary heard with faith that the Christ was to be born among men, and for men's sake, by the overshadowing power of the Holy Spirit, lovingly she bore him in her immaculate womb, that the promises to the children of Israel might come about, and the hope of nations be accomplished beyond all telling. Through him the host of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exultant praise as we acclaim, Sanctus, Sanctus, Sanctus Dominus Deus Sabaoth, Pleni sunceri et terra, Gloria Tua, Hosanna in excelsis, Benedictus qui venit in nomine Domini, Hosanna in excelsis. To you, therefore, most merciful Father, we make humble prayer and petition through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, that you accept and bless these gifts, these offerings, these holy and unblemished sacrifices, which we offer you firstly for your holy Catholic Church. Be pleased to grant her peace, to guard, to unite, and govern her throughout the whole world. Together with your servant, Francis, our Pope, and Joe, our Bishop, and all those who, holding to the truth, hand on the Catholic and Apostolic faith. Remember, Lord, your servants. And all gathered here, whose faith and devotion are known to you, For them we offer you this sacrifice of praise, or they offered for themselves and all who are dear to them, for the redemption of their souls and hope of health and well-being, and paying their homage to you, the eternal God, living and true. In communion with those whose memory venerate, especially the glorious ever-Virgin Mary, Mother of our God and Lord Jesus Christ, and blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles and martyrs, Peter and Paul, Andrew, and all your saints, we ask that through their merits and prayers in all things, we may be defended by your protecting help. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Therefore, Lord, we pray, graciously accept this oblation of our service, that of your whole family, order our days in your peace, and command that we be delivered from eternal damnation and count among the flock of those you have chosen. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Be pleased, O God, we pray, to bless and acknowledge and approve this offering in every respect. Make it spiritual and acceptable, so that it may become for us the body and blood of your most beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, he took bread in his holy and venerable hands, and with eyes raised to heaven to you, O God, his almighty Father. Giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took this precious chalice in his holy and venerable hands, and once more giving you thanks, he said a blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which we pour out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the blessed passion, the resurrection from the dead, and the glorious ascension into heaven of Christ your Son, our Lord, we, your servants and your holy people, offer to your glorious majesty, from the gifts that you have given us, this pure victim, this holy victim, this spotless victim, the holy bread of eternal life and the chalice of everlasting salvation. Be pleased to look upon these offerings with a serene and kindly countenance, and to accept them as ones you are pleased to accept, the gifts of your servant Abel the Just, the sacrifice of Abraham our father in faith, and the offering of our high priest Melchizedek, a holy sacrifice, a spotless victim. In humble prayer we ask you, Almighty God, command that these gifts be borne by the hands of your holy angel to your altar on high, in the sight of your divine majesty, so that all of us who through this participation at the altar receive the most holy body and blood of your Son may be filled with every grace and heavenly blessing. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Remember also, Lord, your servants who have gone before us with the sign of faith and rest in the sleep of peace. Grant them, O Lord, we pray, and all who sleep in Christ, a place of refreshment, light, and peace. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. To us also, your servants, who those sinners, hope in your abundant mercies, graciously grant some share and fellowship with your holy apostles and martyrs, with John the Baptist, Stephen, Matthias, Barnabas, and all your saints. Admit us, we beseech you, into their company, now outweighing our merits, for granting us your pardon. Through Christ our Lord, to whom you continue to make all these good things, O Lord, you sanctify them, fill them with life, bless them and bestow them upon us. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, dona nobis pacem. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name will be called Emmanuel.
The body of Christ. Amen.
And now invite, for those who are watching Mass or live streaming to repeat the prayer and act of spiritual communion.
My Jesus,
I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament.
Are present in the most holy sacrament.
I love you above all things.
I love you above all things.
And I desire to receive you into my soul.
And I desire to receive you into myself.
Since I cannot at this moment.
Since I cannot have this moment.
Receive you sacramentally.
Receive you sacramentally.
Come at least spiritually into my heart.
Come to me spiritually into my heart.
I embrace you.
I embrace you.
As if you were already there.
As if you are already there.
And unite myself wholly to you.
And unite myself wholly to you.
Never permit me to be separated from you.
Never permit me to be separated from you.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Confirm in our minds the mystery of the true faith, we pray, O Lord, so that confessing that he who was conceived of the Virgin Mary is true God and true man, we may, through the saving power of his resurrection, merit to attain eternal joy. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Before I give the final blessing, just a word of thanks for prayers for you all, from you all, for us, but as well as prayers for you all. Please know that we have started some new initiatives. Feel free to check out our website and our social media, especially for what's called the check-in with the callers. So it's a great way for us priests to check in with you, but as well as you all, the people of God, to check in with us. And so this will be a way that you can provide a live, we can provide a live chatting feature to where you can provide your prayers and intentions and comments. So feel free to comment your prayers and intentions and petitions in the comments, and we will pray for those petitions right then and there. May Almighty God, the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Go in peace.
Thanks be to God. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking for the ruin of souls. Amen.